Very simple. like a child. I remember when I was ordained priest, you know, I was in my first 10 years as a priest. By the time I was an assistant priest in Rosary Church, Hong Kong, Kowloon, Tsim Sha Tsui, I was working with an Italian priest. He's a female father. I was an assistant. He's a good man. But sometimes he will openly criticize the other priest because they are giving too long homily, and then in the second day he always went. He's good, but he's concerned about the time. But the person speaking, they don't care. You know, they just want the Holy Spirit comes in and they can speak. So all the time, I don't like this kind of, you know, behavior. But I dare not tell him, I don't like you, otherwise he'll kick me out. But it happened to me then, one day. It's on the, what's the season before Easter? What? Lent. Usually we have wear the cross Friday, right? So as a young priest, of course, I will try my best to talk, to speak. Of course, when you try your best, usually it's longer. So that evening, coming to the refectory, before we start, and it's debug of his mouth, that bomb touches me now. When he criticized other people, okay. For me, then you know, you are to tell me, what do you mean? So it's a kind of crossfire. Of not exactly fire, but you know, it's unpleasant. Fortunately, that dinner with another priest from Malaysia, he's just staying for some time with us. And he find out that we two, you know, don't even look at one another, even talk, no talk. And he's trying to communicate with two, you know, cool air that evening. At night, I was thinking, my goodness. Of course, I gave myself an excuse. It's not my fault. He went eastward first. It's my feedback. No problem. From night. But then, it's not true. I don't feel good that evening, that night. I couldn't sleep well. Although we didn't fight. I didn't give a punch. No, we are. Apparently, we are friends, but the next morning, I went to his office, and I give my hand, just what you mean, just reconcile. He was so moved. He's an Italian, a real Italian. He embraced me. Peter, you are my priest. So that's touch on pride. I fight back because why you judge me? I'm dead. Grace. I give a good homily and they don't trust me, criticize me. This is pride. Nothing else. I think these are the root. Why are you angry? Because I don't treat you well. You hurt your person. I don't spy on you. I don't greet you. It's pride. That's why Jesus said, learn from me. So today, learn from Jesus. You know, during the time of at the end, you know, he was sent to before, I think, before the high priest, you know, he was caught and put in the high priest and wanted to condemn him. He didn't answer anything. Then one of the guards hit him as mad. Do you remember? Then Jesus, you know, asked that man, "Brother, what's wrong with him? If not, why he hits me?" There's a way, Jesus, he accepts the wrongdoings of others. But his heart is wanting people change. Why you hit me? It's not because of himself being hit. It's just for the sake of that person. But the mercy. All his mind is forgiveness. All his mind is for other people. And that's the life of Blessed Trinity. Nothing else for oneself. God the Father always loved the Son. No limit. Unconditional. And the Son always loved the Father. Nothing else for himself. We pray, "Father, take this cup away from me, but not according to my will, but the will be done." Nothing else. That's love based. Nothing else for oneself. So that's why Jesus said before he left this world, "Learn from me. Love one another the way I love you." Jesus loves us unconditionally. Always the first one to give love. And that we are called to follow him. Nothing else. Unconditionally. You should be loved because you love me. I'm nice to you because you're nice to me. Jesus won't be dead. Even if you're not nice to him, with his eyes still looking at you, he yearns for a conversion. Even for Judas, he knows that he's going to betray him. But he says, he sees that he saw Judas was so hurt and anxious to, you know, no watch, but want to go out. Judas, do what you like. Do exactly what you like. Jesus is the love. Even people hurting him, he gave all his grace. That's what that means conditional. And the first one to love. Jesus loves us because we love him. Even if we don't love him, he still loves us. He's waiting and waiting. So that's a message of our angel. May a child, the child of children, child of first one to love. If people don't greet you, greet her. If they don't say child to you, say how? If they don't smile to you, smile. But you say they don't smile at that is the basis. If you have an open heart, what's wrong? Hi, what's wrong? They will kill you. But always we are considering conditioning ourselves. That's a problem. Simple means like Jesus, okay? You don't want like a child. Sometimes a child is worse than a gentleman. a child, sometimes not child, you know. They are all come from our original sin. More selfish than anybody. Some not any, no, huh? But sometimes a child is not, you know, contaminated by the parents. Or could be by you too, eh? You got to shout back. The child learned from you. Shout back to mama. You shout back. And he was, I love you. Because the child loves you more than love the mother. So you are kind of a second mother to the child. So whatever you do can contaminate a child. You spoil a child if you don't love God. You put the love for yourself, you spoil him. But his heart is born to the Lord, not to you, neither to the parents. Understand? Talk to also important. Your role is very important. How you live, they learn. You don't have to stay. Don't have to teach. The way you look, the way you smile, the way you forgive, that's the way a little child should learn. So when Jesus says you become a child, means you have to be another Jesus. Not only is a small child Jesus, even an adult Jesus, always in his to God the Father, nothing else. Only the will of God, nothing else. You do the same. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.